like, it's amazing, like, when you're put on the spot, you're like, I don't know what to do, I don't know. And then all of a sudden, you're just overpowered with all this voice, and you're just like, where is this even coming from? And you realize it's not even your mouth. You're just saying, it's the most amazing to be a part of not even a congregation, to be in a room full of I mean, it could be even like CDs or a different kind of music, but even with when it's the Lord, it's amazing how much it tackles right down to the soul, and like you can feel it like a flower growing in your chest. It's almost too much sometimes. When people start to sing and
tears start coming, I'm choked up. I'll be playing my violin along with Christian music on YouTube.
It's crazy how much, like, there's some songs that I can't even listen to on the radio without crying, just being so grateful. And sometimes, like, I know
you
it sounds...
You realize you're in a different world.
You're in a different world, yeah. A whole different atmosphere and a whole different realm almost.
It's another power altogether.
It's amazing. There's sometimes I won't turn on a Christian station because I know how emotional I'm going to get emotional. So, but it's funny because when we first started doing this, Audie and I were just like, oh, you remember this song? And then he'd play his song and we'd sit there and listen to it. Oh, that reminds me of another song. And we did this back and forth. And it was such a, as a...
Mark's doing something there.
Yeah. You know, and it's neat because the only reason, our very first date, we'd known each other in high school, but we hadn't seen each other for about 20 years. So he asked me to go on a date with him, and we were zooming through radio stations, and my ear had trickled to, like, one song. And I was like, he's not going to stop on this because it's a Christian song. So he stops and he turns it up and he goes, this is what we sing at our church. And I was like, you're the one. You're the one. You're the one. That's God telling me you're the one. And I knew and it sounds silly, but I remember texting a friend of mine and I was like, guess what he did? And she's like, no way. That's so cool. But it's such a found glory.
That's how I decided to marry my wife.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to marry her even though I loved her until God told me that was the right one.
Yeah.
So one day it was all around siblings, mom, dad, all around eating dinner. Sunday afternoon, while Lula's Baptist church, her and her singing, they were on the radio seat every day. While Lula and Carlene were singing. That's her sister.
Yeah.
And she was singing, there is someone in glory.
Oh.
Someone who cares for you. Anyway,
that's what you know.
I just started breaking up crying. I couldn't stand it. I went upstairs and little sister says, what's wrong with him?
It's a big deal whenever you find out. And then I remember I brought him home to Missouri and my mom, she didn't think anybody was good enough for me. Ever. Never. And she would... my mom would, and not this, not my stepmom, and she would kind of snuggle her nose, like, whatever, you're not good enough. And one night we were laying, and my mom wanted us to spend the night with her. We were laying on the couch, and we do stupid, goofy kid things all the time. And she said, I think you were laying right next to me, weren't you?
Yep.
She leans over and she's like, Audrey. I said, yeah. And she goes, he's the one. And I was like, what? And she goes, he is the one. You don't change you don't try to be better or you don't try to be worse. Your vibe doesn't change.
Congratulations,
yeah, it's a big deal. You got approval from mom. And she's a stern woman. She doesn't take any bull crap. She's like the old Southern mom.
Oh.
And she turned to me and she's like, Audrey, he is the one.
Do we have the keys to unlock that back door?
door still open?
No. I'm trying to bring the best people.
Did you look at
this
closet right here?
I did not.
I mean, that's an 8 minute long song. I think I better find another one. That's a bit long. We're gonna be here all night. Just for one song.
Are you dead?
What are you doing?
I was dancing.
No, you weren't.
One of my buttons fell off.
This one is. Where's my greet one another? Hmm.
Thank you. Hey, good to see everybody here. Am I too loud or too soft? Or I can hear myself, so I can't be too far off. Well, as you know, Hollis and Kathy aren't here today. He's got a cold and kind of sinus infection that's bothering him. So they're needing our prayers. Pray that physically they'll do better. Spiritually, they just keep going forward with the Lord. Lula went to pick up D. At the last minute, we remembered, oh, we're supposed to pick up D. She found you, right? So thanks for being here. This is probably like, I hope they didn't forget me. But Lord sure wouldn't forget him. So anyway, today is going to be a little different. I'm trying probably a couple things that are new to me, so I'm learning things. Even at my age, there's still lots to learn. But God's a good teacher, and he's faithful, and he's patient. And before I go anywhere, I want to make sure that you know God loves you. It's really important to know that God loves you. He doesn't have favorites. He's not a respecter of persons. He's a, what they call that, employer. But he's not interested in how much work he can get out of you either. He just, you know, he loves you. He may even wake you up in the middle of the night just because he likes somebody to talk to. In fellowship, he does that to me once in a while. Like, Ellen, are you awake? I'm like, am I awake? I guess I am, Lord. What do you want to talk about? He says, oh, I just want to be here with you. So that's the kind of God we serve. He loves you. He's always for you. He doesn't put you down. He lifts you up. He lifts you out of despair. He lifts you out of the trap of the enemy. And he takes care of the enemy, too. The enemy's getting really ugly looking because every time God slaps him, he looks a little worse. So you're supposed to be beating on his head, too, whenever you get a chance. He has no authority over you. Remember that. Your mind may be programmed to think that he has strongholds and he's an expert, but really he's a wimp, he's a loser. Our attention is to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He even gives us faith. He gives to every man a measure of faith to live by. So use it. He gives us a measure of love in our hearts to love other people, even the unlovely, which was probably the bigger part of us one time or another. But God keeps working on us and helping us. Okay, I'm supposed to pray, I think. Father, we love you. We thank you for this day. May you encourage each one of us, Lord. Help us to be stronger, better warriors for you. May your word come to our hearts and minds more and more as we need it, Lord. Pray be with our leader, Hollis, his wife, Kathy. They're under the weather. We pray you raise them up with new strength so they can go forward with you. May they have fellowship with you wherever they're at. We pray for others that are traveling. Pray for Tom and Cheryl, they're in California. Give them safety. May they be a light and a witness where they are. A lot of times we're a light to other people and we don't realize it, Lord. May that be very true. May we point others to Jesus. We love you. We need you. We appreciate you. We're nothing without you. But you've raised us to great places with you, Lord, by your Son. You want us to be as Jesus is to you. The same love, the same kingdom, the same mighty power that does miracles and glories and small things because we love you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we got some weekly announcements. And Bible study, I think we're going to just have to quit for a while on our weekly Bible study. Liz's going to have a back operation, looks like, Friday, so we want to get ready for that. And I'll have to learn to cook a few things really fast. So she's going to be laid up probably a few weeks. So far, everything's going good that direction. And we just trust the Lord with it. Sometimes big things come along in your life, but God's much bigger than the big things to come our way. We trust Him. And medical mission Bonner partners in care clinic, free clinic, if you know anybody that needs to know about this, let them know. I've been there myself one time. I went early, and I had high blood pressure, and I got more nervous and more nervous. I was a half an hour early. My appointment wasn't for another half hour after that. By that time, they took my pressure. It was 183 over 115. So they said, they went out of the room for a while, and then they came back and says, we better check it again and see if it's a little better. It dropped down a bunch, so. Yeah, funny things happen in life, but God sees us through. God is Lord. He's mighty. He watches over His people. Right, Dee? Amen. Praise His name. We got summer youth events, summer celebration, Lake Day 17th. The bingo game is also. Did you go to the first bingo? We're going to have a repeat of that August 20th. 4 o'clock to 7. That was kind of a fun time. It was kind of nice to see people we hadn't seen for a while. You know, just something like that, you can get, pray for the people that come in there, because your prayers have power. It affects people. You know, especially non-Christians come in, they sense an atmosphere that's created by people praying. It's a real thing. So, praise God. God's doing good things. And that might be about it. Happy birthday, Chrislyn. She's probably not here today, but wish her happy birthday when you see her. And Jordan's birthday. Keep praying for them. Darla. Happy birthday to Darla. Nice picture. And a word. I always think pastors should say one word, you know, like grace or maybe freedom. Today is probably going to be prison break. There'll be more to follow with that later on. So you want to stand and greet one another? Please. Thank you. So we got a song coming up here in a little bit. And we got one song coming up or two? One song. Okay.
Used to be before creation. Eternity in your hand. And you spoke the earth into motion. My soul now to stand. Used to be for I'm
Amen. Completely surrendered to you, Lord. All he wants is all of us. Sometimes he can't do much with us till he has all of us. Goodbye, resisting parts. Praise his name for his grace and mercy. Time for testimonies.
Yeah, Alan was talking about how much God loves us earlier. And there was a time in my life I was going through a real hard, tough, emotional time with family and stuff going on. And I said, Lord, you know, I know you love me. You sent your son for me, but I want to feel that. I want to know that love. And immediately, it's like God washed over me, and it was a melting washing over of love. I could feel it, actually feel it. And I thank him for that time, you know, and he loved me so much. Okay, anybody else? Testimonies?
You know, came in, and up there it says freedom, and on the way to here today, I wondered what on earth I could possibly say to encourage each of us. And I remember that I was reading this past 3 weeks, I got some new novels, and I've been reading, and it was about Rome and the time after that Jesus had been crucified, and the fear that Christians had of being discovered as believers because their death was not something that they just were shunned publicly and privately, but they were fed to lions. And it made me think of how blessed each and every one of us are to come here among the other believers and walk out and not have to be afraid of who's standing there watching. You know, it's not like going into a triple X movie and you're afraid to go out because you don't know who's standing on the other side of the street to see you. And we are just... we have been blessed with his love. And the only thing that he wants us to do, he doesn't want us to go out and cause trouble, cause riots. He just simply wants us to share his love with everybody that we come in contact with. And it's so easy, it's terrifying. It really is. We are afraid to open our mouths. I am afraid to say it. Me, I'm afraid to say anything. And I love you, Darla. Happy birthday. And that's all I've got to say. Just thank God for what we've got. Anybody else?
Come on, don't be shy. I got up and did it.
I got one.
All right.
I have a phrase.
My great niece had open heart surgery on Thursday, and she's 11. And thank you all for the prayers, for the prayers you gave her. And she came out of it beautiful. She's still not out of danger. Anything can happen. But right now she's okay. And thank you all for your love and prayers.
Sometimes you get a offhand remark from somebody and they say, well, bless you, you know, and they're talking about, I don't know what they're talking about, but my response is I try and make my response all the time. He has, he does, and he tells me that he has no plans of stopping. And it's the truth.
Thank you for your testimonies. And we're going to do something a little different now. Years ago, I used to watch this TV show called Hogan's Heroes. It was about some guys that were stuck in prison. And World War II had a lot of bad concentration camps. People were locked up there for a long time, sometimes without food. Sometimes you just don't have much freedom in prison. I mean, they get you up early. They might feed you a little bit of rice with a gallon of water if you're lucky. People got thinner and thinner. I did have some notes written down here about being in prison, what it's like, and how to avoid it, which I don't have right now, so. When you're in prison, you become the subject of whoever imprisons you. Same with sin. We were all in a prison at one time, a prison camp. And all them promises of how glorious things were going to be if you just followed this certain thing, they were all lies. But somehow we believed it. It was going to turn out good. But sin never does turn out good. You're in prison camp. You got orders. You got somebody over you yelling in your ear. If you do the wrong thing, you get whipped. Devil's mean to his victims. They try to discourage, break your spirit, do all kinds of things. But do you have the words to that? You do. Okay, we got words to the old Hogan Heroes song. And we're gonna try to sing it. But first, I got to find you the right key. I'm also going to play it as an offertory a little later, so. Thing always looks strange upside down. So I'll try to sing it with me. All our troubles coming to an end, yes, coming to an end, from the devil's camp. Sin and bondage soon will be broken, freedom has spoken, peace is the token, Jesus has set us free. All our troubles coming to an end, yes, coming to an end, from the devil's camp. Sin and bondage soon will be broken, freedom has spoken, peace is the token, Jesus has set us free. Freedom. Yep. Praise his name. It's now a Christian song. Anybody that sets you free from prison is on the Lord's side. Freedom is one of the highest privileges we have as children of God. If there's any people that should be free, it should be God's own children. Praise his name. Mike and Dennis, could I ask you to come help with the offering? Lord, we ask for your blessing on this offering, for its use, and bless those that give, those who cannot. Just thank you for your blessings, Lord, for you do more with finances than we realize. Thank you for this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Ulu, you want to join me? Page 316, He hideth my soul. There is no pit so deep that God's love isn't greater still. Mm-hmm. And I better find a starting note.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. A wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up, and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength for my day. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand. With numberless blessings each moment he crowns, and filled with his fullness divine, I sing in my rapture, oh glory to God, for such a redeemer as mine. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand. When clothed in his brightness, transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the saints by and by. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand.
Praise his name. Thank you. Sometimes I feel like I'm doing an acrobatic act. God's good all the time, isn't he? Praise his name. All the time, he's good. He's a wonderful Savior to me. Sometimes he just shows up the strangest times in our life just to let us know that he's there, that he loves us, that he cares. Sometimes he helps you with your work and you suddenly realize, hold it, that went way too easy, something's going on. That's because the Lord's there doing something. Yep. He's not trying to be a secret God. In case some people think he's a secret God, he's way out there. If you're really good, he might come see you or something. No, that's wrong. He's with you all the time. He'll never leave you, never forsake you, never fail you either. And if you need him to tell you that, he'll tell you that a few times. Sometimes we need to build ourselves up in the Lord. Sometimes things we expect to build us up in the Lord aren't available. They're not clued in with what God wants to be going on. I want to start out with God loves you. I think you got to remember that. If nothing else, get nothing else out of this. Remember, God loves you.
Alan? Yep.
Pardon?
Are we taking the children's offering?
We better take the children's offering, yes. You got music for it? Okay, come up here and get baskets. And thank you. Thank you, all of our helpers. Thank you very much. Thank you for all that give to. It's not just another offering. Our kids are special, but it actually helps people around the world, missions. People find the Lord just because people give, people collected, people did something. And some people prayed too. You know, that's one of the things about missions. Missionaries are afraid that people quit praying for them. They must have prayers. Just kind of a side note. Okay. What is God doing in America? Yeah, what's happening? I don't think we're totally happy with the state of the U.S. of A, country that God put together to spread the gospel from shore to shore. It's not totally following the Lord right now, but God's still in control. I should say God is still in charge. There are some other people that have a little control, but God will override their control before too long. And these days, he's revealing evil. He's revealing plots. He's revealing wickedness. And he's working in his church. He's rebuilding his churches. He's putting a new fire in churches. Those who want to stick with man-made ways and educated ways will be bypassed if they don't turn to God's ways, because God's going to raise up an army regardless of what man wants to do. Christianity is a living thing. It's a fellowship with the Lord. When man makes it to be another religion, a set of following rules, and the heart is lost, it becomes useless. It's a form of godliness denying the power of God. So we got some of that's going to be rooted out in America. God's raising up lively stones. We're entering, before too long, the latter rain where the Holy Spirit is poured about out upon the church like never before, even more than the first rain. The Bible talks about being an early rain and a latter rain. The latter rain is on its way. It'll probably be here with observation in a few months. There's going to be major changes in this country. You think your prayers aren't worth something to God? They are. They just keep stacking up and stacking up. One thing about waiting on a miracle from God is you got to give him some time because he's dealing with humans. But when he comes through, he really comes through. There's no turning back. It's like comparing the Mississippi River to maybe Lightning Creek up there. Now, Lightning Creek is pretty impressive, especially in the spring when it's overflowing its banks and washing out roads and boulders. And, you know, that's pretty impressive. And you think a stream like that can get things done. But God's word is more like the Mississippi. You can't hardly tell it's moving. And it's wide. I mean, it's a huge river. But there's no way in the world you can stop that river or dam it up. It just keeps going and going. It's mighty. It's like the glaciers that used to be in this country. They move very slow, but there's so much weight, so much ice and snow, tons and tons and tons of tons of snow and ice crushing, gouging out the land. It moves real slow, but you can never stop it. God's power is the same way. When he takes control, you'll know some big things are going to happen. I'm getting away from my message, but oh well. Some rabbits are worth chasing, some not. Anyway, three great lacks of the present church are knowing the Word of God, being filled with the Spirit of God, and fellowship with the Lord. Now remember, man was created to fellowship with the Lord. That's why God made man. Of course, he could live forever without man. He had lived forever without God. He had no beginning. So all those years coming from a point that you can't find, clear up to when he decided to make man and pay the price eventually for his sin. He wanted man. He wanted us to live and enjoy life as well. He loved us that much. He knew ahead of time he'd be paying a tremendous price, but he was willing to go through with it. In the garden, we know that he walked and he talked with Adam and Eve every day in the cool of the day. And I'm sure they had some very special times. Whenever God's around, it's special. Because he's not bored and he doesn't want you bored. He's the author of life. He makes us lively stones. He's full of life. He's full of imagination. He's full of creativity. He's a genius. In any area you want to turn him loose. I mean, talk about jewelry. You can go through emeralds and diamonds and sapphires. You're just getting started with God. He can make stuff we don't even know about yet. And heaven's going to be that way. There's going to be filled with beautiful colors like that and a sea. I had this dream, and there's water flowing, and I was in a restaurant up there. Beautiful round round table, golden chairs. Lil and I were sitting there, and we was with another pastor and his wife, and all these gems were on the floor, and they were all beautiful. And it talks about the Holy Spirit flowing as a river. Well, there's about 6 inches of this just flowing on the floor. Very beautiful place. That was it's talked about in Revelations. But anyway, that's just a little sound. You hear all kinds of stories if you live long enough about heaven. People have gone there and come back and they tell you what it's like. It's a wonderful place. God owns earth too. I'm not in no hurry to leave here. Matter of fact, I fought for life so I could stay here. I don't want to go home. It's not time. I think Dee feels the same way in others. We're here for a mission. It's going to be a big mission. We may only play a small part in that mission. But we trust God and we obey Him. That's an important part we do. You know, every life is important to God. And what we think like raising a family, that's very important to God. That is a very important thing. If everybody does their part, it's going to be real wonderful. That's how God designed it. There's a Bible verse I'd like to share. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. This is a fellowship verse. He wants to walk in the light. He wants us walking in light. We have fellowship not only with the Lord, but with each other. Now, when we look at each other, a good thing is to remember they're made in the image of God. There's godness. There's likeness of God in them. They're special to God. There's only one of each of us. Like Tigger, you're the only one. You know? That's very special to God. Even twins are a little different. Twins, triplets, quadruplets, they still have differences. Though there's some real similars, but every person is different. Every person, God knows ahead of time where He's going to put you in heaven or the thousand-year reign on earth. He's going to use you somewhere, you know. And God loves everybody equally, so you have an equal chance. But beings, we're all different. We're all going to fit in our place where we belong. And you'll like it. God really likes for His children to like what He gives them. Now, once in a while, He'll give me a task that I think I don't like. Then I get into it, and I was like, man, what was holding me back? This is really cool. I didn't know I needed to be here, that it would work out for good. Anyway, that's the way God is. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door. A door of a man's, woman's life, and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. So here's the Lord saying, I'm coming to your life. I want to talk and be with you. I want to have supper and dinner and breakfast and those snacks with you. And, you know, I want to watch TV with you. I want to go to the store with you. I want to be with you when you talk to your friends, and I'll give you good words and how to lift people up and how to pray them out of troubles. He wants to be in our life. He wants to walk and talk with us. John 17, 5 through 11. Now, in this verse, it's pretty interesting because Jesus talking to His Heavenly Father about the men that He's been with the last 3 years. Remember, these are men that He's chosen out of the world, not like man would choose them, whoever had the most credentials, but these were people that would follow after God's own heart like David did. Verse 5:17. And now, O Father, glorify Thou me with Thine own glory, Thy own self, the glory which I had with Thee before the world was. I have manifest or made my name known unto the men that You gave me out of the world. Thine they were, and You gave them to me, and they have kept Thy word. Now they have known all that They have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given to me are of thee. And I have given unto them the words which thou gavest to me, and they received them, and have known surely that I came out up from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, or I would say a world system. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. That's pretty heavy, isn't it? Christ is glorified in us. We're his brothers and sisters, you know. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. And so it shall be. Christ fulfilled his mission, tremendous mission. Takes tremendous love, tremendous courage, tremendous authority from the Father, but he did it. You know, when he said, "It is finished," those should have been the loudest words in all creation. It is finished. The old chapter is gone. The new chapter of victory has just begun. And I'm turning my sons and daughters and everybody that will loose on the world and love to bring them to me as well. That's what he would have said. It's a wonderful mission. Sometimes it seems like, is this really real? Yeah, it really is real. It's really, really, really real. And God really, really, really does love you. Praise his name. Okay, that's part under fellowship with the Lord. That's the most important. Filled with the Spirit. That's where the church has kind of missed it. The church, sometimes it starts out really good. Like, the Methodist church was really on fire at one time. Of course, John Wesley, they would come to watch him burn at night. He spoke with such fire from the Lord and such heat and fervor and reality that they just come because they were awed by the words of God and the power of the authority of the anointing of the Holy Spirit on him. That anointing is for all of you. We don't have to wait to heaven to have anointing of the Holy Spirit to do works for God, to know things that are supernaturally known. You don't have to wait to heaven. Then finally, oh, I get to have it now? No, God's already given it to you if you've accepted it. Luke 3:16, one of the 3:16s of the Bible, easy to remember, Luke 3:16. I went to John 3:16. That's a pretty good one, too. For God so loved. Okay, Alan, find Luke. Luke 5:4. Narrowing down on the perfect number 3. Now this John Baptist talking. John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I comes, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. It's not supposed to be a scary thing. It's a big thing. But remember, it's God. The Holy Spirit is the gift of the Father. it's a very necessity for real Christian living. And there's people that figure out how the Holy Spirit did things and they try to duplicate and follow the formula. Then it becomes more of a dead thing. God wants all things to be alive. His things should be living. They should be full of life. They say people have gone to heaven. Paradise says everything up there is just full of life. It's living. He says grass up there in heaven is even 10 times greener. It's just full of life. God's going to turn a lot of life loose down here before we go home. Luke 24:49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father, which is Holy Spirit, unto you, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem till you be endowed with power from on high. The Holy Spirit brings power. Power over the prison camp. Power over the people that are running the prison camp. Power over your own weaknesses. Power to walk and talk with God who loves you so much. Power of also love. Fruits of the Spirit. There's lots of wonderful things. Acts 1 also talks about the power of God. Acts 1, 7 through 8. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father hath put in his own power. They're talking about Lord restoring the kingdom to Israel because they've been downtrodden by the Romans. At this present time, everybody's wanting to run over them. That's still true. But Jesus is talking about his kingdom. It is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So God definitely has a plan. Chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues of fire, and it sat upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them, those that were speaking, he heard them in their own language. They were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, Mesopotamians, and quite a few. Verse 11, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. Now, there's gifts of the Spirit. It's interesting that the Holy Spirit interpreted these languages to each person. He didn't need just one person to interpret what these people were saying. The Holy Spirit just gave it to each person. And everybody's like shocked, like, yeah, we know that they're speaking their own language, but I'm hearing Egyptian. I understand exactly what they're saying. But regardless of how the Spirit works, he's doing it for a reason, and it's not just to be spectacular, but there's a real reason. It's to bring man back to where he was in the Garden of Eden, because the Holy Spirit lived in man in the Garden of Eden. But man couldn't have the Holy Spirit come into his heart till after Jesus had brought the cure for sin. So the Holy Spirit isn't going to live in a sinful heart. So Jesus did his work. It is finished. A new work begins. A new dispensation that we're a part of. Then the Holy Spirit came to dwell in their hearts by faith. Now, the Holy Spirit doesn't just force himself on you. You got to ask him. God's always a gentleman. He always gives you a choice. That's how we're different than angels. We have a choice of our direction, things we accept from God, things we accept from the Word. Don't understand the Word? Just ask him. Ask him, what are you getting at, Lord? I don't understand your Word. And he'll tell you. He's faithful. He loves you. He's going to give you the answers. Sometimes we live by faith, but he always gives you a little bit of something to go on. So anyway, as wonderful as the day of Pentecost was, it's not important that we tell the world, yeah, we saw people rolling on the floor. They were so happy in the Lord, and some were slain in the Spirit. Well, that's good, you know, if the Lord's doing that. You know, he's going to control that. The greater work is in the heart and fellowship. You're going to find power in your life to get rid of sins and things that bothered you forever. You may also find that healing has come to your body. We've had people accept the Lord, and some sickness that was on them for a long time just left. You'll read stories, especially the missionaries that are working overseas. It's really prevalent over there. But some things just leave because they're of the devil. God has displaced it. He's healed it. God's a powerful, powerful being. He loves you. He'll do things for you. He doesn't like saying no to his kids. He likes saying yes. So that's a good thing. You know, God answers prayer. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I think it's in the same chapter where Elijah was talking about that a rain would stop on the earth. And the king and all those in authority were pretty unhappy with him. He's like, you're the cause of all this trouble on Israel, Elijah. Wait till we get a hold of you. Well, anyway, God put them in their place. But it says Elijah was a man of similar passions as we were. So he started praying that the Lord would send the rain again. And he sent his servant up this mountain. Do you see any clouds up there? He says, no. So he praying, asking the Lord. He was a mighty man of God. The Holy Spirit was on him, not necessarily in him, but definitely on him. Because that's the Old Testament. Now he lives in us. We have our own Holy of Holies. The Spirit of God lives in us. That's a tremendous thing. We don't know who we are sometimes. If we understood perfectly the image of God and his Son Jesus, we would know more who we are. Because we're seated with him in heavenly places. We rule from here. We rule both from up there and here. We have throne room access. You can call that hotline, the red telephone. You can pick it up anytime. It's like, God's busy right now. No, you'll never get a signal like that. You always get through. Even if you dialed the wrong number, it was the right phone. You said, well, okay, I'm here for you. We serve a mighty God. And he's for you to succeed in every way, beyond your wildest dreams. Your prayers have power. Never quit praying. Never doubt what God has given you. God has restored man to what he was in the garden. We're bear fruits of the Spirit. We're to do good. We're to know the Word. We need to learn the Word of God because we're going to need it in the days ahead to lead other people to the Lord. You need to know your throne room rights. You need to know how to stand in rough situations because God may trust you for some of them. It might seem like it's too much for you, but God will make a way if he has that for you. I'm not just pulling your leg on this. He gives you a light burden and a yoke that fits. Sometimes as humans, we think we need to be doing a lot of stuff, you know, like if I'm not doing a lot of stuff, there's something wrong. Sometimes God just slows me down and says, I'm not trying to see how much work I can get out of you. Maybe he just wants fellowship with you. But he gives you a light burden. He says, come unto me, all you that are laden, heavy laden, and need rest. I will give you rest to your soul. I'll give you peace in here. Sometimes we think we have to fill in all the gaps, but we need to ask him to make sure. Sometimes there's other people that God's really trying to nudge them that way. They're just a little slow. So, okay, I'm about done. God is sufficient for all these things. Don't depend on other people for your fellowship with the Lord. That's your privilege and your responsibility. The church will only do so much. And when you get to heaven, you're not going to have a church member show up and say, oh yeah, please let him in. He did this and that for us. He painted the church twice all by himself. Like, you got to let him in. It's like, he says, that's not how I operate. You know, I'm in control of my church. You guys are slightly out of order in your ideas here. You can't help people in. You can show them my word, and you can show them decisions to make. But they're a free agent. They got to make their own choice. So, that's all I got. Maybe we have a song. Thank you. mindful of our privileges of healing, privileges of fellowshipping with you, privileges of just sharing your word with somebody, sharing love, giving a smile, shaking a hand, and praying whenever we get a chance. Thank you for this week. You do great things through your people. You will keep doing good things. You are wonderful. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You're free to go.